presented by the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, good morning. I'm Playbook co-author Rachel Bade. It's Thursday, April 11th. So it was another faceplant of a day for Speaker Johnson. Yesterday, his plan to tee up a vote on these expiring surveillance authorities flopped for a third time, with 19 Republicans breaking ranks on the rules vote. What an embarrassment. And let's just say that Johnson's meeting with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, as you all know, is threatening to oust him, didn't exactly go well. And joining me now to talk about all of this House drama is my colleague on the Hill team, Anthony Andragna. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good to be with you.
So let's start there with this Marjorie Taylor Greene meeting. I mean, Speaker Johnson said last week that he wanted to connect with her after she threatened to try to oust him. They didn't connect over the break, but they did finally talk yesterday. What happened?
They did. They spoke for, you know, more than an hour. Oof. And nothing really came of it. But certainly this meeting with the speaker didn't nothing to assuage any of her concerns, we could say.
Yeah, she was tweeting later in the day that she wants to see an open rule for this FISA debate that's going on the Hill. And of course, obviously, she is a huge skeptic of Ukraine aid. So it sounds like she's just sort of watching those two issues to see what he does.
Exactly. She told us, you know, earlier in the day, basically, that those would be the two things that she would be watching as she figures out what to do with this motion to vacate and her next steps in that front. And, you know, the interesting thing is, I think we've heard from, you know, a handful of Republicans, but in this narrowly divided Republican-controlled House, we've heard from a couple of them that they're open to what she's trying to pursue here. And it would only take a couple to trigger this. And people are not ruling that out at this point. So that's sort of a, you know, red siren for Speaker Johnson.
Yeah, not good for him. So you wrote in Inside Congress that Democrats can't save Mike Johnson. And that's something we've sort of been discussing a little bit in Playbook recently, too. Why are you hearing and what's the sort of thinking behind that statement that Dems really can't save him?
Well, I think, you know, there's both sort of the practical and then, you know, the logistical, if you will. We are hearing that there are Democrats that are open to, you know, voting against this motion to vacate, which would temporarily save the speaker. But in terms of, you know, the longer term view here, I think, you know, any Republican speaker who's propped up by Democrats that would come in and swoop in and save them, you know, they're going to have a major deficit of trust within the Republican conference. And so that's not really a place that Speaker Johnson wants to be in, obviously. But, you know, I think that's where we sort of find ourselves at this point.
Yeah, it seems more likely than not, actually.
Yeah, I agree, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, if that's where we are, he's going to have to face a lot of, you know, sort of hard decisions in the next couple of weeks about how to navigate these channels. And clearly there is no great options for him here. But I think, you know, clearly there are Republicans that are at least motion to vacate curious. And so how he navigates that is going to be a really challenging thing for him.
Yeah. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene, she told you, if I'm not mistaken, that if he tries to stay speaker after Democrats prop him up, he would be basically proving exactly what she's saying, that he's a Democratic speaker, right? So this feeds right into that. Those talking points from those critics. What is the latest you're hearing on FISA now that this rule died yesterday? Republicans had another conference meeting later in the day where they try to plot a path forward. Do they have a path forward yet on these surveillance reauthorization bill?
Yeah, so great question. I mean, they huddled, you know, late in the afternoon on Wednesday and emerged sort of without any concrete plan here. I happened to catch up with Speaker Johnson, Tom Emmer, the Majority Whip, and Majority Leader Steve Scalise. They all indicated they were still undergoing the planning here. There was no decision yet. So, you know, I think this, you know, they're facing an April 19th deadline to see this program reauthorized, but there are deep, deep divisions within the Republican conference right now. And I think there is no plan yet. And they're trying to figure that out sort of as we go. But losing 19 votes for a rule, as you can well appreciate, Rachel, is pretty much unprecedented. I've never seen anything like that. And so not a great vote of confidence here. And just an indication of how deeply divided the Republican conference in the House is right now.
Indeed. Well, Anthony, thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
We've actually got some good news for Speaker Mike Johnson this morning. A bit of tea for you in Playbook about Donald Trump world being pissed off with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yesterday, CNN reported that the speaker is going to be appearing alongside Trump at a Mar-a-Lago event on Friday. This is going to be a press conference about election integrity. We worked the phones last night to get a sense of what's going on between these two camps. And the upshot is this. Trump world isn't happy about Marjorie Taylor Greene's threat to throw the House into chaos once again. There's a fear that an election year speakership battle will actually undercut the party's goal of not only keeping the House, but flipping the White House and flipping the Senate. One person close with Trump last night told me point blank, quote, 100% distraction, unwanted, just stupid. We have enough shit to deal with in running a presidential campaign, and we're not going to get trapped into the cycle of bullshit that comes out of members of the House. Another person close with Trump told me, quote, it's fair to say we don't think she's being constructive regarding Marjorie Taylor Greene. This person was going on and on about this motion to vacate and how it can be triggered by only one person. The individual said it's no way to run a party, it's no way to run the House, and you can't work in that environment. I have some reporting in Playbook this morning that Trump's political operation has actually started to beef up outreach to Johnson's political team as well. The campaign senior advisor, Chris LaCivita, has been in touch with Johnson's executive director for his own political operation. There's talk about doing regular meetings between the Trump campaign, Johnson's operation, the RNC, and that there are concerns that Marjorie Taylor Greene's threat to oust Johnson could lead to this power vacuum at a time when all these entities are trying to sort of coordinate and sync up messaging. Read more about the contacts between Trump's operation and Johnson's team in Playbook this morning. As for the rest of your schedule today, the House and Senate are in. In the afternoon, President Biden will meet with the president of the Philippines. Then he'll hold a trilateral meeting with the president of the Philippines and prime minister of Japan. I'm Rachel Bade. Thanks for listening.
We believe fairness is worth fighting for, and we won't stop until we have fair housing for all. That's why the National Association of Realtors supports congressional initiatives to improve fair housing in America. From down payment assistance to alternative credit scoring, from providing cutting-edge training to take our members' knowledge to the next level, we stand by lawmakers so we can stand by homebuyers even better and fairer.